Hello, Ed Bell with you here on 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM NPR for the Florida Keys. Coming up later on the program, our classical contributor Charles Greenfield talks with Viga Gavet about the Chopin Foundation's free concert season and various local events leading up to their National Chopin Piano Competition in 2015 at Miami's Manuel Artime Theater. Our film contributor Dan Hudak gives us his top picks for the Oscars. Chef Norman Van Aken delivers a word on food. And today's calendar features Deborah Margol with enticing arts events in Miami-Dade County.
Cook me a dinner. Cook me a dinner. And if everything is tasty, I believe in letting you know. A lot of ladies think a little romance. That'll really be all you need. You eat your cooking.
And now, South Florida will celebrate all things in the culinary world with next week's 13th annual Food Network Sobe Wine and Food Festival, presented by Food and Wine. Over 70 events will span from Aventura south to Little Palm Island in the Florida Keys. To hear about the excitement, we always like to check in with Lee Brian Schrager, Vice President of Corporate Communications and National Events for Southern Wine and Spirits of America, and the founder and director of the Food Network South Beach Wine and Food Festival. Mr. Lee Schrager, welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat.
Good to be back with you again this year, Ed.
You are in your 13th year of a fantastic, world-renowned festival. You have raised, I hear, some $18 million for FIU's Chaplin School of Hospitality and Tourism Management. Is that correct?
I think it's actually 18 plus million, but I'll take 18 million for right now.
How has that money benefited FIU and its students?
Well, I think most prominently is the beautiful new Wine Spectator teaching restaurant lab that we're actually going to be unveiling on February 19th, the night before the festival kicks off the 13th year. It's a spectacular new teaching restaurant lab with a state-of-the-art kitchen, beautiful dining room and bar. So I think when you take that teaching restaurant lab with the Southern Wine and Spirits Beverage Management Center, those are the two biggest outlets where the money that we've raised over the past 13 years have gone.
Primarily utilized by the FIU Chaplin School of Hospitality and Tourism Management?
Absolutely. 100% of the net proceeds benefit the School of Hospitality Management.
Your depth and breadth of coverage throughout South Florida is widening. You're going down to the Keys. You're going up to Aventura. Let's talk about that.
You know, we can't expand anymore on the beach. We're always afraid that the beach is just going to sink. And, you know, we've been pretty successful in past years. We've been working with the Biltmore Hotel probably for the last 8 to 10 years. Last year, we went north into the Turnberry-Aventoria area, which was incredibly successful with a celebrity chef golf tournament and a winemaker dinner. And we are doing the exact same thing again this year, and both events have sold out. And we now have gone as far south as Little Palm Island, mm-hmm. where we will be doing a dinner with Rocco DiSpiritu on Thursday evening to kick off the festival week on the 20th of February with a really spectacular dinner between Rocco DiSpiritu and the executive chef of Little Palm Island.
I bet by now just about all your tickets are sold out, but just in case, the website is sobefest.com, or you can call 877-762-3933. Lee, let's start talking about some of the extravagant things you've got planned. You address vegetarianism, which is great.
Well, you know, we try to touch on everything that's current. I mean, we've done mm-hmm. vegan events before. I don't believe it's our first vegetarian event, probably maybe our first vegetarian dinner, actually, and we're doing it at the beautiful Sacred Space downtown, which is in the heart of the Wynwood area, mm-hmm. at Carla Descal's beautiful Sacred Space. And Alfred Portali, you know, who I kind of think of as that great chef from Gotham Bar and Grill, who had Gotham Steakhouse down mm-hmm. here, really, when we approached him wanting to do something interesting, exciting with him, he said, what about a vegetarian dinner? And we were like aboard immediately. And it was, you know, not surprising to me that the event sold out so quickly. So Alfred is an incredible draw for us, a great chef, and we're doing the dinner with him Alex Garnaschelli, who is an Iron Chef from Food Network, also Matthew Kenny. So three really acclaimed and well-respected chefs doing this great vegetarian dinner.
That's Saturday, February 22nd. It starts at 7 o'clock once again at the Space Miami, 100 Northeast 25th Street in the Wynwood area. Now, on the other side of the spectrum, you've got Sammy's Beach Bar Rum and Cabo Wabo Tequila, presented by Emeril Lagasse and that great redheaded rock and roller Sammy Hagar. Tell me about the Rockin' Beach Party.
Well, most importantly, one of the best parts about it is Versailles Restaurant is doing all the food for this late night Saturday party. So you take Sammy Hagar performing, Emeril and his mixologist doing all the great cocktails, and then great Cuban food. What could be better on the beautiful beach for a late night party than, you know, rocking out to Sammy Hagar with some Emeril cocktails and great Cuban tidbits?
Now, festival sponsor Wine Spectator has their annual wine seminars. Give us a little bit more information.
Wine seminars are taking place at the James Hotel on Miami Beach, right next to our headquarter hotel, the Lowe's Miami Beach. And every year we present, you know, what we consider to be some of the greatest wines. A lot of them are the classics, but there are a lot of new trendy wines. And we do a series where there are 3 to 4 winemakers in a series, and then some standalone seminars. And they are always popular, always sell out, and always really appeal and attract a great group of people attending them every year. So for people who may not want to walk around the best of the best, you know, and sample all those wines and chefs at one big event on Friday night or in our grand tasting, this is really an intimate, hands-on learning experience.
Another big sellout event, a very popular event, is your annual Fountain Blue Miami Beach presents Wine Spectators Best of the Best. And at a quick count, what do you have, like 4 dozen great chefs?
Oh, I probably 4 dozen plus. I think we have about 55 chefs and 70 wineries. So about 125 tables with some of the greatest chefs and greatest wines out there in the market today.
That's Friday, February the 21st at 7:30 at the beautiful Fountain Blue, Miami Beach, 4441 Collins Avenue. Any event that's really dear to your heart?
Well, dear to our heart. I mean, maybe not so obviously. The tribute dinner is always a special night for us. And this year we are saluting Chuck Wagner and his family, the Wagner family of wines and Camus wines. We're also honoring restaurateur and entrepreneur Danny Myers. So it's a tribute dinner on Saturday night, the 22nd of February at the Lowe's Miami Beach, honoring really two iconic people in the industry, Chuck Wagner and Danny Myers. So that's always special. I think clearly our Q event, which kicks off the festival, is the event that put us on the map 13 years ago. And this year, the Q is going to be hosted by Food Network Iron Chef and co-host of the talk show The View, Michael Simon, along with 24 of the most beautiful women in the world, straight from the covers of the 50th anniversary of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit model. So between Michael Simon, free-flowing Moët and Chandon and Moët drinks, and the supermodels, I think we have something for everyone on that February 20th.
Spectacularly. Lee Schrager, our guest today on South Florida Arts Beat. Now, everybody always loves the Whole Foods Market Grand Tasting Village. You must entertain, 5,000 or 6,000 people during the day, or perhaps more?
Probably a little more. I don't know the exact numbers, but it's upwards of, probably 6,500 to 7,000 people a day. Probably the best value of the festival weekend, because not only do you get to sample great wine, great food, great spirits, enjoy the activations from all of our sponsors, but also obviously get to see your favorite Food Network culinary superstars and great chefs from across the planet all doing culinary demos that weekend. So whether it's Giada De Laurentiis or Morimoto or Michael Simon, the Dean family, and Paula Dean will be with us. And for the price of a ticket, you get to enjoy a full day right on the beautiful beaches.
What's Rachel Ray doing with you this year?
Rachel Ray, of course, will be at her Burger Bash on Friday night, February 21st, as well as she will be at the Grand Tasting doing a demo on Saturday afternoon.
And you got Bobby Dean coming in town to give us a little barbecue, I believe.
Bobby Dean is hosting our Thrillist event. I think that's probably on Saturday night. I hope I'm right. I think it's Saturday night, the Thrillist event at the Eden Rock Hotel in Miami Beach, and one of our great events. And it's kind of a mini bubble queue, or a mini takeoff on our queue. So a lot of great chefs participating and doing great samplings of the classic barbecue items.
And Andrew Zimmern is in town.
Andrew's on town, and we really have him busy this year. Not only is he doing a dinner for us at Kong River House, a Asian or Thai-themed dinner, he is also hosting our Munchie Awards on Sunday, February 23rd, in our North venue, as well as doing a culinary demo and a kids demo. So we have Andrew. This is no getaway free weekend for Andrew. He is busy morning, noon, and night this year.
And you're bringing back a country music star, aren't you?
Trisha Yearwood's going to be with us. Our brunch sold out. It's on Sunday, February 23rd at our headquarter hotel, the Lowe's. And as you know, like she surprised us last year, I understand she'll be performing as well. So great food, some extraordinary breakfast items, and Trisha Yearwood singing. You know, I think that makes for a great Sunday brunch.
Lee Brian Schrager always puts together a heck of an incredible party, and we so appreciate your time, Lee Schrager, Vice President, Corporate Communications and National Events for Southern Wine and Spirits of America, founder and director of the Food Network South Beach Wine and Food Festival. Good luck this year.
Thanks, Ed. I'm exhausted to you just listening to it all.
The dates of the SoBee Wine and Food Festival are February 20th through the 23rd, and to find out more information about the Chaplain School of Hospitality and Tourism Management, you can go to hospitality.fiu.edu. And of course, to find out more information about the SoBee Wine and Food Fest, go to SoBee fest.com. Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat will continue in just a moment.
Nothing that you're putting down make your man gain about. A man'll do an awful lot of looking, but he's always coming home to get his cooking. Don't get too fancy, ladies. Keep something to cook in the pot. Just feed your man one good meal every day. Sit him down there. Then watch him working. Every bite plays a part. Fills him up and feeds him. Gives him a warmer kind of feeling in his heart.
You find yourself a woman. You like the way she looks. She charming and she pretty, but you say it's lots of trouble to cook.
Make her cook. Make her cook.
You meet up with a Debbie, she's in the social book. She's lovely and she loves you, but she pay a servant double to cook.
Make her cook.
If a woman can cook, it don't matter much how she looks. I just found a woman. She ain't nothing for looks. But I